Oliver Callan on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Get Set Go. Get comprehensive car insurance today at getsetgo.ie.
And you're welcome back. It's busy on the text now after our meatloaf conversation. I'm delighted to hear Tommy Swarbrick on your show. I've never met the man, but I've loved his music. Please pass all my best wishes to him. That's from Marie or Mary. Gosh, great memories of meatloaf. I met him and DJed after him in the Carrick Springs in Cavan, an unforgettable night. He blew the place away. Well, he did. And he became a huge, huge star. And I always think straight away of Fight Club these days when you think of meatloaf. What a performance he put in there. And meatloaf played the Youth Centre in Carlow as well. We had great concerts there, including Chris Rea, the late, who just died yesterday, Status Quo, Chris de Burgh and Eric Clapton. Eric Clapton there as well. Great time, says Paul, all remembering meatloaf as well. Please tell Tommy the Derry girls, Helen and Mary, said hello and hope to see him at the Showband show in Athlone. He's listening to us as he goes out the road. Always a great night and happy Christmas to all. And someone makes a great point that Jack Black would make a great meatloaf if he was ever to go into the big, big, big tune. Well, I don't know who you are, what to do, where you're going, you're not real. I don't know anything about you, baby, but you're everything I'm dreaming of. I don't know who you are, but you're a real dead ringer for love. A real dead ringer for love. Yeah, I can hear Jack Black. I can hear him slamming that indeed. Thanks many for messages on meatloaf. And now to something entirely different, the RTÉ, not nearly entirely different, the RTÉ Guide's movie editor Michael Doherty is with us. We're going to look at the top Hollywood highs of 2025. Variety, which is the film industry bible, selected the 100 greatest comedy films of all time. So we'll have a look at those as well, the seminal movies in history that have made us laugh. Michael, welcome.
Cheers, Oliver. Nice to see you. Has
it been a good year for film?
It has been a good year. 25? I mean, at the moment we're seeing a lot of really big movies because it's Oscar season and it's award season. But actually for the rest of the year it was very, very strong. What I really liked about it was there's a lot of indie dramas and it wasn't just about blockbusters and A-listers. And and actually really my, because I was obviously doing my favourite films of the year for the magazine, and I realised a lot of them were, you know, quite low budget and small dramas, but I just love them. And that's what I
out recently, like, because Train Dreams is what I see.
Train Dreams was my favourite film.
Number
of the
one
year.
On Netflix over the weekend.
Number
there
one
in
Netflix,
Ireland.
And it's a wonderful big screen movie. And yet, it's not a movie that makes a big impact. It's directed by Clint Bentley. It's a story of an itinerant worker played by Joel Edgerton. And he's in the wilds of North America and he's logging and he's making railroads and he's just living his life. And that's it. It's one of those early 20th century,
isn't it?
It's a movie where nothing happens, but really everything.
I was really surprised because I thought that's quite a dreary Oscar drama there.
Yeah.
Number one in Ireland at the weekend.
Number one in Ireland because
at this time of the year.
Wonderful performances. And obviously Kerry Condon is in there as well, which is great for us, flying the flag. But it's just beautifully moving and it's beautifully shot. I mean, if you like Terrence Malick, you know, those lovely landscapes shot at Magic Hour at dawn, a lot of it is. And it's just a movie that gets inside you. It's about being alive. It's wonderful.
It's like a meditation
film.
Yeah,
no car chases, no big romances. It's just a guy getting through his life.
That sounds like a good calm afternoon.
And perfect for Christmas.
It's not in the cinema, it's on Netflix.
It's now on Netflix. So
you
can
love
watch
to see
it at your leisure. And
you saw it on a big screen.
Yes. But even on the small, I watched it again on a small screen and it still holds up, even with, you know, smaller landscape.
That's one of your top like three movies of the year.
That's number one.
Wow.
Not just top
three. You
know
stuff about
number one with a bullet for me.
I swear,
again, low budget, small, but a true story. You might have seen this during the year. It's about a Scottish guy called John Davidson. He had Tourette's growing up in the 80s when nobody knew what it was and everybody was sort of backing away from him. And, you know, he was, even his parents, his family, had a really tough life. And he just managed to cope with it and he got a good job. And luckily he met an angel. He met a nurse who understood exactly what was wrong with him or what his condition was.
Yeah.
And she helped him not just to get on in life, but also she said to him, listen, no one knows what this condition is. No one knows what Tourette's is. So, but you do. So you go and you tell people. So he went around schools and he spoke to kids and he made it for people who were stigmatised. He was a great advocate and he ended up getting the MBE. And in one of the great scenes, and it's a true story. Mm. He got the MBE from the Queen. And can you imagine a guy with Tourette's about to meet the Queen of England?
Yeah.
And he's saying, I'm I'm going to say something. I might take in a course. He does, and it's hilarious. And it was a true story. And it opens with that sequence.
So
and
it's a brilliant. sweet movie.
It's a really sweet movie. Beautiful performance. Rob Aramayo again, a rising star. You know, so it's not one of the movies where you go, oh yeah, big names. Just not big names. Just big story.
Is that on streaming now as well?
It'll be available around. I mean, it's popping in and out of cinemas because
is it still about
cinemas? Yes, no, because it's back. You know, when you bring them back for the award season, because there's a lot of buzz about this, so you'll find it. You will find it.
As part of the election campaign. Yeah. So that's I Swear.
I Swear.
One film we would have heard a lot about is Paul Thomas Anderson's big Oscar campaign underway for this one, One Battle After Another.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there's Leonardo DiCaprio, who is, you might have heard of him. He is a big A-lister.
Kind of a big deal.
He's kind of a big deal. But actually, what's interesting as well, it's not really about him. I mean, it's more about Paul Thomas Anderson. Everyone's going, a new film from PTA. And it's a sort of...
Remind us of his big films.
Yeah, well, I mean, he did Phantom Thread, for example. I mean, Phantom Thread, he did Magnolia with Tom Cruise.
Love that movie.
He just makes really interesting singular movies, and this is an odd one.
There Will Be Blood, is that
There Will Be Blood was him. I mean, tremendous performances, and obviously he uses great actors. I mean, he's no fool.
Daniel Day-Lewis,
Tom Cruise.
We thought it was his last film.
Yeah, we thought it was.
More later. Is this any good? One
it is very good. It's a satirical film, and it's funny thing. It's actually it's part comedy, but it really is. It's a lot about life. It's about people who are disillusioned. People who are disillusioned with it. It starts off with like an ice-like attack on immigrants, and they're being detained, and it's very much ripped from the headlines. Very strong message, but DiCaprio is very, very strong in it, and he's surrounded by lesser-known actors who are all very, very strong. And there's a newcomer, Chase Infinity, is a new young actress, and she is really going to be one to watch next year.
So we're expecting Oscars there.
Definitely, there will be Oscars.
They've got a huge number of Golden Globe nominees, I think. Yeah. Big year for Irish film, particularly documentaries, I believe.
Yeah, it was very strong. A couple of really strong Irish movies, but documentaries-wise, I was thinking, God, in the last few weeks or in the last few months, you know, Testimony with Aoife Kelleher, and you know, Blue Road, the Edna O'Brien story, which has won a number of awards for Sinead O'Shea. Beat the Lotto was really good fun, Ross Whittaker's documentary.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, it was really good, actually. It was about, if you remember the time when your man Stefan came up and said, I have my system, and he was trying to buy all, and go around the country and guy all the, you know, it's really, really clever. He turned it into like a Lavender Hill Mob type of Ealing comedy, which is very strong. Then a couple of really moving intimate documentaries, Born That Way, about the Camp Hill community, directed by Eamon Little, and A Want and Her, Myra Canton, about the relationship between herself and her alcoholic mother, which is harrowing to watch, but it's very, very personal and very moving. And
do you love documentaries?
I love documentaries because it really is, whatever about drama, it's just getting a vision on the real world. And when they're done well, and this year they were done very well by a lot of very good Irish filmmakers.
January's a great time for documentaries.
Yes, exactly.
They can be hard to find now with all the fractured streamers and so on.
Yeah, but it's sort of, and some of them would be on old-fashioned DVD and Blu-ray, and you know, but if you seek them out there, you can find them.
The Edna O'Brien story was the one, the Blue Road.
Yeah, that was tremendous. Really, really, really strong.
In terms of the films that made the most money, then coveted billion-dollar mark.
What Hollywood does. I mean, Hollywood wants stories, and Hollywood wants, you know. But the bottom line is Hollywood wants money. So at the end of the year, what they do is which movies have gone across the billion-dollar mark. And in fact, only three went through it this year. And it's interesting because we mentioned about the lack of A-listers. Number one was Zootopia 2. Animated movie and a sequel.
And a long delayed one.
And it's only out about a month, and it's already at 1,137,000 already.
That's crazy.
So it's much beloved. Secondly, Lilo and Stitch, which has a built-in audience. So that animation, that's again over a million. And a Minecraft movie, again, the young people of Minecraft, that's about to go through this week, the billion-dollar mark.
The chicken jockey phenomenon.
All of that, yeah. Which is, yeah, it's interesting.
And cinemas in America.
I'm a traditional cinema goer, and that wouldn't do it for me. And obviously, Avatar Fire and Ash opened up recently, but if we were doing the show next week, that will have already gone through to $1 billion.
Will it really?
Absolutely.
I don't understand that.
Well, I mean, it's funny because, again, we're talking about there's not really, it's all about Cameron and it's all about technology. And it's not really my thing because
there's a phenomenon online that's driving people towards that film.
Absolutely, yeah. And the thing is, unlike the rest of them, which we mentioned, like Zootopia 2 probably, you know, might have only cost 20 million. I mean, He needs it to be over a billion. He just needs to get his money back.
But the first film is great crack, isn't it? It's all these cops. It's a city, basically.
Exactly. So it's good
kids
fun.
Kids absolutely love it. Avatar is just Pocahontas, basically. Isn't that the original story?
And Fern Gully as well. Touch of Fern Gully too.
The AI actress, Tilly Norwood, was a big story this year.
Yeah, she was a very big story. I mean, she was launched at this federation in Norway, and people were going, in Switzerland, in Lucerne. And a lot of onlookers were going, we've heard about AI. Even going back to, I remember years ago watching Perfect Storm with George George Clooney, mm-hmm. and they're talking about an AI actually up, going up the mast at the back because no one wants to go up the mast in the storm. And people are going, ah, yeah, but it's only a blur, and they'll never really be able to make it. Yeah. And then up pops Tilly Norwood, a 23-year-old, inverted commas, I'm doing the quotes, British actress.
Yeah.
And famously, Emily Blunt, I love her quote, because she just said, that's an AI. Good Lord, we're screwed.
She's convincing.
She is so convincing. It's not like in the past where it's been, oh, that's clearly not real.
Yeah, rubbish, yeah.
But, and also, she has an agent, she has a social media following, and they're already creating a Tillyverse around her for projects in 2026.
So it's like the kind of disruption thing, and it's been driven online.
Oh, completely, yeah.
Who's behind Tilly Norwood?
Well, it's a Dutch company, and it's a Dutch, actually a former actress called, maybe it'd be interesting to know, is she a sort of a disappointed actress who goes, I didn't get my part, now I'll show Hollywood, here, take Tilly.
Yeah.
Her name is Aline van der Velden. But what's interesting again is that, you know, obviously if you think of actors and, you know, they're aging and they have to be, you know, some of them have to be cosseted and there's all sorts of egos involved. And along comes a Tilly Norwood creation who's never ages and who doesn't have any demands and is always looks perfect on screen. So it's horrifying actually for some, and also for some
of
the old movies.
You can imagine the chat around the first film.
Yeah.
It's going to drive it.
It will drive it.
And
I mean,
make
people
it a success.
People want to see it. And that's the sad, that's the thing. I mean, it's a horrible prospect to think that maybe in 10 years' time, you know, it'll all be AI. God love us.
Hopefully it disappears like 3D.
Well, exactly, yeah. Well, 3D, look at Avatar. Avatar still...
It's still that's, the still only
have,
one, though.
You still have to put on the glasses, but it's the only one, yeah.
It's annoying. Come here. Variety selected the 100 greatest comedy movies of all time.
Yeah.
Tell us about the ones that they put.
Well, this is what annoyed me about this was, I'm always excited because, like yourself, I love my comedy movies.
Yeah.
But when I saw they had The Awful Truth, which is a wonderful Cary Grant film, one of my favourite films, at 82, and I'm a huge Marx Brothers fan.
That's in your top five, Michael.
That's in my top five. A Night at the Opera at 78.
Oh, that's a legendary
film. I said, well, I'm putting out my own top five out there. And,
okay,
and, you know,
good.
So my top five would have been, and you know, if you, I don't know if you have...
I'll tell them varieties, first of all, three.
Oh, yeah.
They put Annie Hall at three, Some Like It Hot at two, yeah. Perfect structure.
Yeah.
And The Naked Gun was their number one funniest movie
that
of all time.
One. I mean, I like Naked Gun and I like all of those airplane movies, but number one, the funniest movie of all time.
See, I put Airplane... somewhere in the top list.
Airplane is
because
wonderful.
You'd have no Naked Gun without
exactly,
Leslie Nielsen, serious actor, suddenly playing
from Police Squad to
straight,
Airplane and then Naked Gun.
Lines.
Absolutely.
So go on, your top five.
My top five would be number five, Dr. Strangelove. Number four, Annie Hall. Number three, The Awful Truth. Seek it out if you can't find it. It's a hilarious movie.
Did you say it was a Marx Brothers one? Though?
No. The Marx Brothers one. I'm coming up to Duck Soup.
You're coming up to it. But The Awful Truth, I don't know
it. It's Cary Grant. Not a lot of people know it.
No.
It's just, it's a wonderful movie from the late 30s, but it's that screwball comedy, but it's all off the cuff. A bit like with some of these airplane movies. It was all improvised. A lot of it was improvised. And the director just said, like, said to Cary Grant and Irene, just go for it. And you can see them laughing with each other and they're bouncing off each other. Wonderful movie. No one really knows much about it, but if you take nothing from this interview other than go and see The Awful Truth, seek it out.
The Awful Truth.
The Awful Truth, 1937.
At number two.
Number two, Duck Soup. You have to have a Marx Brothers film in there. And that's the one because no harps, no violins, no silliness. I mean, lots of silliness, but no sort of...
Non-stop dialogue.
It's brilliant. And number one, I don't think he can go further than some like
that. Do you not think so?
I don't think so. I mean,
that's it.
It's
Billy
just
Wilder.
Perfect. Billy Wilder, you know, I mean, what a wonderful cast. Tony Curtis, Jack Lemmon. Marilyn has never been better either. And it's just...
The best ending
as
well.
It's the best ending.
Isn't it?
Yeah, Zowie. It's just... the whole thing is just, you know, nobody's perfect, etc. It's just great.
It's funny we don't talk about it enough at Christmas, Some Like It Hot. That should be on everywhere.
Yeah, it should be on.
Young people discovering comedy.
Yeah. I'd love that. And put on a double bill with The Awful Truth and they'll embrace black and white movies.
Discovering it myself.
Yeah.
I definitely would put Airplane there myself.
Yeah.
The Life of Brian, because it's satire.
Yeah.
Some people foolishly thought it was blasphemy, but it was actually sending up groupthink and dogma.
Yeah, it was about followers. It wasn't about
the whole fact. They're very dignified in the coverage of Christ.
Yeah. And they made that point on TV. Yeah.
I would include Elf because I just think it's harder to be funny in movies in later eras. And I think physical comedy in the tradition of Charlie Chaplin is in low supply. Jim Carrey and Will Ferrell in this movie.
Yeah, they're throwbacks to the Buster Keaton and that.
We must play a clip before we finish. I would include Bottoms. Have you seen Bottoms? 2 years ago, Ayo Adebiri from The Bear.
Oh,
it's a very, very funny film. It uses kind of slapstick absurdities like you you'd see in Airplane and Naked Gun, but it's kind of got two women navigating their way through high school and the absurdities of masculinity is sent up. It's very, very clever.
I'll mark that.
We wouldn't be able to find a clip to play here at this hour of the day. But look, they're the five comedies.
They're the five comedies, but I mean, obviously, seek them out if you can.
Seek them out if you can. Thank you so much, Michael Doherty. And of course, the RT Christmas Guide has the movie guide as ever.
As ever.
As you always do. Yeah. It's the kind of thing.
And the quiz.
And the quiz. Don't mention the quiz. Isn't there controversy?
Not in the movie quiz.
Not in the movie quiz. That's done perfectly. Yeah. Michael Doherty, happy Christmas to you. Happy viewing.
Happy viewing. Good New Year.
By the way, what will you be watching yourself? What's on your list for a thing before you finish?
Well, I will be watching, again, I'll be watching old movies.
Rewatching.
But my favourite one for the Christmas season, actually, Double Indemnity, the greatest film noir.
Double Indemnity?
Yeah, December 27th. I think it's 10:05 BBC Two.
Billy
Wilder at his very best. Barbara Stanwyck, Fred McMurray. If you want to see what... When people say, what is film noir? And they rattle off movies. You want to answer the question, what is film noir? Watch Double Indemnity.
Okay, that's a hot tip.